This post was made on April 30th, 2026. Here we go, again. I want to explain this one with an analogy, because the technical details can obscure what is actually a pretty simple problem once you see it. And I think this analogy will stick with you. Picture a law firm. A big one. Hundreds of employees across several floors. Like any large organization, they have a central infrastructure team whose job is to keep the operation running. Security, access control, document authentication. The kind of back office function most employees don't think about, but that everything depends on. There are three things you need to picture clearly before we go any further. First, the service desk. This is where formal verification work happens. When an employee needs a document certified, an identity confirmed, or credential validated, they bring it to the desk. Specialists process the work there. In our case, the service desk is the Linux kernel's cryptography subsystem, a shared facility that any program running on your computer can send requests to. Second, the archive room. It's locked, and only the desk specialists can enter. This is where the firm's most sensitive records live, documents that define what every employee is authorized to do. In kernel terms, this is the operating system's working memory, where it holds active copies of the most sensitive files on the system, including the programs that can run with full administrator privileges on behalf of any user. Third, the work surface, a large shared table at the service desk. When specialists need to reference archived documents while processing a request, they bring them out and lay them on this table. In memory terms, this is the address space where processing happens. The table is shared, it sits between the public counter and the archive door. Everything about this setup is normal. Now, here's where it starts to unravel. The first change in 2015. Up until this point, only other specialists could submit work to the service desk. The firm opens it up. Any employee with building access can now walk up to the counter and have their documents processed. In real terms, the kernel gained an interface that let ordinary user programs, anyone logged in, no special permissions, send data to the crypto engine. It was designed so developers could use the kernel's encryption infrastructure for their own legitimate work. The second change, in 2017, the firm makes a process efficiency call. Previously, when specialists referenced archived documents during processing, they made a photocopy to annotate, keeping the originals untouched. New management decides this is wasteful. From now on, specialists work directly on documents as they're laid out on the shared table. In kernel terms, a performance optimization made the crypto engine process data in place. Instead of copying data into a separate working buffer, it operated directly in the original memory location. Neither change, on its own, is a problem. What nobody modeled was what they produced together. If an employee submits a specific type of request, one that causes the specialist to do their work on the shared table at exactly the same time archived documents are laid out there, the processing leaves marks on whatever's on that surface. Before 2017, it was the photocopy. After 2017, it's the original. In real terms, send the write request to the crypto interface, and the kernel writes a few controlled bytes directly into the in-memory copy of a protected file. The file on disk is untouched, but the version the operating system is actually running, that's yours to modify. The archive room is still locked. The specialists are doing their jobs correctly. No security rule is visibly being broken. But an employee who knows the right way to structure their submission can alter records they were never authorized to touch. They never enter the archive, they just fill out the right paperwork and slide it across the counter. That's copy fail. CVE-2026-31431. The service desk has been running this way since 2017. 9 years. 732 bytes of Python. No race condition. 100% reliable. Works on every major operating system distribution. So, how was it found? This part honestly gave me pause. A security researcher named Taeyang Lee had a straightforward question. What happens if you submit a type of request to the service desk that the specialists haven't fully accounted for? He built that question into an automated scanning tool called Zintcode and pointed it at the right part of the kernel. The scan ran for approximately 1 hour. Copy fail was the top result. 1 single hour. The same tool surfaced other high-severity vulnerabilities still in coordinated disclosure. We don't know what those are yet. But the implication is uncomfortable. If 1 hour of scanning one area of the kernel finds something sitting there for 9 years, there are probably other service desks with the same work surface problem. This isn't a one-time discovery. It's a change in what it costs to find this class of vulnerability. So who has the most immediate problem? It depends on how many firms share the building. If you're adding infrastructure where multiple organizations share the same kernel, Kubernetes clusters, CI/CD platforms handling outside contributors, container environments with multiple customers, your exposure is highest. One employee from one firm uses this to gain access to the building manager's office. From there, they reach the archive rooms for every other firm in the building. In practical terms, a process in one container becoming root on the host, with access to every other tenant's data. Single-tenant production servers are a real but lower risk. You still need someone to already be in the building. This isn't a remote attack on its own, but once they're inside, the path to the archive is fast and works every time. The good news, some infrastructure models give every firm its own completely separate building. Technologies like Firecracker and gVisor run each workload on its own isolated kernel. No shared service desk, no shared work surface. The archive can't be reached from another firm's counter. What to do is straightforward. The service desk had to be redesigned. Every major distribution, Ubuntu, Amazon Linux, Red Hat, SUSE, Debian, has published or is publishing the kernel update right now. Update your systems and reboot. The fix changes how the crypto subsystem handles memory during processing, so archived documents can no longer end up on the shared work surface. If you need a short-term measure while you schedule the maintenance window, there's a configuration change that closes the public counter to employee submissions entirely. Almost nobody in real-world production actually needs this particular interface. The practical impact of closing it is minimal. One note for Red Hat users, the relevant component may be built directly into the kernel rather than as a separately loadable piece, so the short-term workaround may not apply. In that case, the kernel update is the only path. And here's the pattern I can't stop thinking about. Dirty cow in 2016, dirty pipe in 2022, copy fail in 2026, three different vulnerabilities, all in the same area of the kernel, all discovered over a 10-year span. All three were ways an attacker could write into memory that was supposed to be protected. Different routes into the archive room via different shared work surfaces. All three sat in production kernels for years before anyone noticed. In each case, the individual decisions made sense. Nobody was doing anything wrong. The problem lived at the intersection. The lesson isn't that Linux is uniquely bad at this. Large systems accumulate intersections. The specialist who redesigned the work surface process in 2017 wasn't thinking about the public counter policy from 2015. The archive room predated both of them. Three people, each doing their jobs well, nobody comparing notes. What these vulnerabilities keep surfacing is a structural question about shared infrastructure. When multiple tenants share the same kernel, every kernel vulnerability becomes a potential cross-tenant incident. That's not a criticism of any specific provider. It's a property of the architecture. The gap between someone knows how to fill out the paperwork and the service desk has been fixed is the gap where privilege escalation is actually a cross-tenant incident waiting to happen. The service desk has been fixed. Patch your kernels. I'm Hani Fahim. Thanks for listening.